Part 4, Mother, Chapter 1.
The month of May had been so hot and dry, Billy wondered if the whole town would shrivel up. The blistering day he came home from school with his problem, Sal was sitting in the shade on the front porch, holding a bag of frozen blueberries against her skin to keep cool. Billy could tell that she'd also been eating the blueberries because her fingers and face were stained purple.
"Papa's inside," said Sal, "by the conditioning." "Air conditioning," Billy corrected. There was no air conditioning at school, and being in room 2 was like spending time in an oven. Billy's clothes had been sticking to his chair all afternoon, making it hard to concentrate on anything but his own discomfort. Miss Silver kept the windows and door open, and she had a big fan running continuously, but it didn't help much. "The Drop Sisters are inside too," said Sal. She pressed the sweaty bag to her cheek and then her leg. "Papa put the girls away until I'm done with the blueberries, so I don't get them dirty." Billy stepped past Sal and opened the front door. The cool air was a great relief. "Hi, Dad," he called as he dropped onto the couch and lay down. "Ah," he murmured. He felt so comfortable he forgot about his problem until Papa entered the room and asked, "How was your day?" Billy sat up. "I have a little problem." "I'm glad it's little," said Papa. "What is it?" Billy didn't know where to start. He realized that often the beginning of a problem goes back and back further to something that doesn't seem like a problem at all. He could feel Papa watching him, waiting. "Well," said Papa. "Well, this year, Miss Silver wants to do a show for the end of the year, but not a play like The Three Billy Goats Gruff or The Emperor's New Clothes, because she's done that before." Papa nodded. "She wants to do something original, with poetry." Billy didn't particularly like poetry, except funny poetry, but that wasn't the problem. Everyone has to write a poem about someone in their family. Miss Silver said the show would be called Family or Room to Families, or something like that.
"Sounds nice. The poem can be about a parent, or a brother, or a sister, or a grandma, or an uncle, or someone who helps your family, like a good friend, because all families are different." Billy took a breath.
"Then, when we have the show, we have to say our poem on the stage with the microphone, and you can memorize it if you want to."
"Is that the problem?" asked Papa. "Memorizing?"
"No," said Billy. "The problem is that we're supposed to write about one person, and that one person can be with us on the stage, but only one, so I have to choose."
"Ah," said Papa, "I get it. I have to pick you, or Mom, or Sal."
Papa pursed his lips. He glanced out the window at Sal, then he turned his head back toward Billy.
"I don't think having Sal up on a stage with the microphone would be a good idea," said Papa.
"She might do something unexpected." Papa blinked. "I think you should limit your choice to Mama or me."
"Is that okay?" asked Billy. It seemed that excluding Sal was like lying somehow, and it felt strange to have Papa suggest it.
"Yes," said Papa, "I think it's okay." Billy's problem was smaller now, but he still had a problem. He still had to choose between Mama and Papa. He didn't want either one to feel bad. Papa seemed to have a window into Billy's thoughts.
"If you pick Mama, that's fine with me, and if you pick me, it'll be fine with Mama. Remember that."
"Remember what?" asked Sal, who just popped up behind Papa like a whack-a-mole at the county fair.
Papa turned. "Remember not to touch anything until you wash your blueberry hands, and don't you dare kiss me with those blueberry lips."
He snatched up Sal and hauled her off to the kitchen, her giggles trailing behind them. Billy sat alone, considering the choice he had to make. He sucked the web of skin between his thumb and pointer finger, his hand falling across his chin like a beard. Mama was so hot when she came home from work that all she wanted to do was take a cool shower. Then she made lemonade with Sal. By the time Mama called him for dinner, Billy hadn't found the right moment to tell her much about the show, except that there was going to be one. But he had made his decision. He decided that he would choose her, Mama. She would be the one he would write a poem about. She would be the one he would share the stage with. It would be easier to write a poem about a boy, Papa, but Billy thought the whole thing would make Mama happier. She even taught poetry. Also, Papa volunteered at Billy's school sometimes and went on field trips, and Mama never could because she was teaching. This would be a way to make up for that. Billy still felt uncomfortable about choosing one over the other, so he'd come up with a plan so that Papa wouldn't know he'd made a deliberate choice. His plan was to have Mama and Papa each pick a number from 1 to 10. Instead of having a particular number in mind and writing it down, he'd wait for Mama and Papa to say their numbers, and then, no matter what number Mama chose, he would declare it the winner. It wouldn't be fair, but that way Papa wouldn't have his feelings hurt. It was sort of the same thing as excluding Sal from the show without her knowing it. And Papa had said that that was okay. During dinner, Mama asked question after question about the show. Billy explained everything, including how either she or Papa would be on stage with him. "It sounds wonderful," Mama said. "Although I'd love a play with cute animals, you'd be adorable with whiskers, little furry ears, and a pink nose." Billy scrunched up his face. "No way." "Can I go?" asked Sal. "Of course," said Papa. "There'll be refreshments too," Billy told them. Then Billy said to Mama and Papa, "Now, Mom, Dad, pick a number from 1 to 10. The person who's closest wins. I'll write a poem about you." 5, said Mama without hesitating. 6, said Papa. 5 was the exact number, said Billy, trying to be as natural as possible, trying to convince himself that 5 would have been the number he would have selected. His ears were burning, and he worried that they were turning red. His cheeks, too. He formed a fish mouth and looked around the room because he couldn't make direct eye contact with anyone. "Hooray for me," said Mama. She blew Billy a kiss across the table. Papa smiled as if he'd won. "Hooray for Mama," said Sal. She threw out her arms cheerfully and accidentally knocked her plate to the floor. Nothing broke, but applesauce, buttered noodles, and steamed carrots were everywhere. And so much to Billy's relief, everyone's attention shifted to the mess and to cleaning up. Billy sighed. He realized that as soon as one problem is solved, something else is right there, waiting to take up your time. He'd solved the problem of who to choose, but now, of course, he had to write a poem. He had a poem to write.